That was Rerun from L.A.-based saxophonist Kamasi Washington, part of the Glorious Tale arc from the 2015 triple-length album, aptly titled The Epic. Set of deep threes began with East Island, Throwing Down an Ace, from Sadly Brain, the album. Harold Budd's soft piano playing reflected well in The Room of Mirrors, from the Room album on Atlantic. After taking a moment to check Cousin Silas's shipping forecast for the Hebrides, we had to ponder the Nels Klein, Greg Bendian version of Lonnie's Lament, by John Coltrane, first recorded on 1964's Crescent album. Clarinetist Robert Spring drew us into composer Mark Schultz's Ring of Fire in the face of oncoming traffic, which we navigated by following the proper angle of displacement, as provided by Zeitgeist from In Bone-Colored Light. And Dave Grusin tickled the keys from his soundtrack for the Sidney Pollack film Random Hearts. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. In the background, Left of Never by Debris. Playlists are online at www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. In 2023, global ocean temperatures hit record highs and then remained high for more than 400 days. Chris Merchant of the University of Reading in the UK says El Niño, a natural climate pattern, was just one contributing factor.
Another important factor was that the warming in the oceans over the long run has been accelerating.
When Earth receives energy from the sun, some of it is reflected and escapes back to space. But in recent decades, changes in clouds have made the Earth less reflective, and people have been adding more carbon pollution to the atmosphere. That carbon pollution traps heat like a blanket, so even less escapes back to space, and more accumulates in the oceans. As a result, the oceans are warming increasingly quickly, which is a worrisome trend.
Now, if the recent observed behavior were to carry forward for the next decade or so, the concern is that this would drive rates of temperature rise at the high end of what's been expected from climate models. And that might mean that some of the changes we're thinking about in terms of climate change are coming down the track towards us a little bit faster than we might have been expecting.
So he says it's important that the world act quickly to transition away from fossil fuels. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, Simon Fraser University Campus Radio, streaming on the internet at www.cjsf.ca.